Welcome to the Basic Money Matters Show, where we will discuss tools and tips to help you manage your money. Are you ready to get your finances in order? Well, here's your host, Annette Sullivan, certified public accountant and owner of Temple Management Consulting, to show us how.
Hello. This episode is part one in a three-part series on year-end financial planning considerations. We are here in December of 2020, and there are only a couple of weeks left in the year. So we thought it very appropriate to talk about some financial planning consideration before the year closes. Of course, most of what you should have been doing should have been done during the year, but the year is not done and you still have a little time to make some changes and adjustments that will impact your financial future, particularly taxes. And that's what we're going to be focusing on today. Regardless of how much you have, how much money you have or don't have, it's important that you do some amount of financial planning in order to achieve your personal and financial goals. So you may be thinking, I don't have much of anything. I don't have anything to plan. Well, you may or may not have as much as you'd like, but we all have one thing in common, and that is a tax obligation. We have to pay the IRS. We have to pay Uncle Sam, whether it's a business or individual. And for that reason alone, there's some planning that we all have to do as it relates to our tax situation. Now, the complexity of our personal financial planning, yours and mine, depends upon many factors. And it's different for each of us. And once again, the one thing that all of us do have in common is our obligation to pay income taxes. So at a very minimum, if you don't have complex financial matters, you should always be planning for your income tax liability come April the 15th of the next year. So the question is, when should we plan for minimizing that income tax liability? Well, once again, for everybody, ideally, we would be doing it all year or at a minimum mid-year. For example, for the upcoming April 15th, 2021 tax filing season, for our 2020 taxes, we should have already been planning, strategizing during 2020. If you have not, then year-end December is essential because it's your last shot to make some adjustments that you may need to make in order to minimize your tax liability. Minimize your tax liability means to pay as little as possible legally. So this is the reason that we are discussing this now. So in this episode, we are simply focusing on your income tax withholding. Now, the U.S. tax system is what we call a pay-as-you-go system, which means that whether you are an employee working for someone else or self-employed, or you are a shareholder in a corporation or a corporate employee, shareholder employee, regardless of the entity, an individual or a business, self-employed business or corporation, all entities have to do this tax planning. So all types of taxpayers have to pay as we go, even corporations and businesses. So a portion of your income tax for that year, you have to pay it through one, through payroll withholdings. And you all know that. You know that when you get your paycheck, you have taxes that's already withheld. So that's the manner in which individuals who are working for someone else, that's how they pay as they go, through their payroll tax withholding. Businesses pay as they go by making estimated tax payments. They actually remit on typically a quarterly basis certain amounts for their pay as you go. So everybody, pay as you go applies to everybody. And once again, payroll withholdings apply to those who work for someone else, and estimated payments apply to those who don't. So as an employee of a company, you completed a W-4 withholding form and handed that over to your employer as a basis for your pay as you go, as a basis for withholding federal income taxes from your paycheck. Now, you may have done this, submitted a W-4 form 10 years ago when you first started and never changed it. So, you know your tax situation has changed. A lot has changed. The tax laws have changed since then. So you actually have an old W-4 on hand that is the basis for what is being withheld from your check. Now, am I saying there's anything wrong with that? Absolutely not. Because if your holdings, your withholdings are fine, and when you file your tax return, how everything works out just fine for you, you don't have to change it. But if it doesn't work out for you, if you owe too much or have too much of a refund, then you need to revisit that W-4. So at the end of each year, December 31, that's it. Whatever was withheld from your check is what you have paid in. So once you begin to prepare your income tax return for that year, so in this example, next April 15th, 2021, once you begin to prepare your income tax return, you will end up determining what your taxable income, how much of your income is taxed based on a number of factors, right? Your marital status, how many dependents you have, your deductions and credits. And at the end, that is, you look up in a table or you multiply it by some percentage, and then you figure your total tax liability. And so that total tax liability is essentially what you were obligated to pay for 2020 in taxes. So that represents the entire amount that you should have paid in 2020. However, most of us will not have paid that exact amount because our withholdings are an estimate. We will have paid in some amount less or some amount more. And therein comes a refund or what you call IO. So for example, if your tax liability calculates out to be $3,000 for the year, and you paid in, you had withheld $2,500, then what you owe come April 15th is $500. On the opposite end, if you had paid in more than $3,000, then you have a refund that is due you. Now, I know this sounds pretty basic, and most of you already know this, right? But I need you to understand fundamentally that you have control over this liability. First of all, you know you have control over your total tax liability in terms of things that you can do to maximize your deductions and credits and things legally in order for your total tax liability to be as small as possible. You also have control over the amount that you have paid in for the year. That is very important because most times we don't think about making any changes to our withholdings. You have more control than you probably have ever thought about, but it takes time. What you have to do is sit down, think about it, plan for it, strategize, and make changes before the end of the tax year in order for you to be where you would want to be. So keep in mind, you have that control. Yes, you do. And that is called financial planning. So right now, if you decide to finally look at things in December, that doesn't give you a whole lot of time to effectuate a whole lot of changes, but you still do have some time. So because December 31 has not yet happened. So the question that you should be asking yourself before the year ends, you should be asking yourself and assessing, do I want a refund or do I want to owe more when I file? Do I want to owe a lot or do I want to just have paid in right close to the amount of my liability where I only owe maybe, you know, $100 or two as opposed to thousands of dollars. Based on your answer, you must look at how much was withheld during the year and assess whether that amount is sufficient to meet your personal goal. Now, how can you actually do this? How do you actually assess this? Well, there is help available. The IRS has a tool called a tax withholding estimator. And you can use this tool to perform what we call a paycheck checkup. And by using the tool, you don't have to do anything manually. You don't have to wonder or ponder or it be anything complicated. But this tool will allow you to put in information anonymously that will tell you whether or not you're in a position to have met your goal or not. And then you can make adjustments before the year ends. So the IRS's website at irs.gov, all you would need to do is go to that website and search in the search box for tax withholding estimator. Now, once again, this tool is anonymous and it has a step-by-step tutorial on how to use it. So help is there as well. Now you're going to use the results from the estimator to help you complete a new W-4. And once you have completed a new W-4 form, then you must quickly submit it to your employer so that they can make those changes. And the change may be where you may, from the tool, see that, oh, wow, I really want to pay in more before the year ends, so I won't owe as much. And you might decide, well, I want to pay in $300 or $400 more. Well, you can do that on your W-4, your new W-4. Now, you need to know that the IRS tax withholding estimator tool does not ask you to provide any sensitive information, not your name, not your social security number, no addresses or bank accounts. So it is fairly anonymous. It's very, very anonymous. The point that I am making is this is a part of financial planning and applies to everyone. Regardless of whether or not you think you are eligible to do some financial planning for yourself because you're not wealthy. You don't have any investments. You may or may not have any savings. But if you have a job, that means you have a tax obligation. And that means you will have, at a minimum, financial planning as it relates to your tax obligation. So none of us have to be caught off guard or surprised when we file our tax return if we do this minimum financial planning activity. Review your withholdings. Use the tax withholding estimator. Now, there are several things that you need to understand about the W-4 form from a historical standpoint. The W-4 form used to be far more complicated than it is now. When you completed it years back, you had to indicate your filing status, whether you were married or single, et cetera. You also used to have to put in there your number of allowances that you were going to be claiming, you know, 13 or 2 or 1. And there were these worksheets that you use to come up with that. And it was fairly complicated. So when the tax law, the 2017 big tax law came about, then there were a lot of changes in that tax law, including exemptions, personal exemptions went away. Other exemptions, other things went away and other things were added. Because of the comprehensive nature of the tax law, the IRS followed up behind the 2017 tax law change and completely revised the W-4 form. And it was revised for the 2020 tax year. And so the W-4 form now no longer is as complicated as it used to be. There are not all of these multiple worksheets that you have to prepare, and the allowances that you had to indicate on there are no longer a part of it. So the W-4 form now more closely simply asks questions pertaining to things that are more aligned to your tax return. It asks you about the number of dependents. It asks you for your filing status. It accommodates if you have more than one job. And of course, if there are two incomes in your household, accommodates for a working spouse. So it is a completely changed W-4 form. And hopefully you'll find that it is much simpler to use. So please know, number one, that you should take a look at that W-4 form. You should, if your tax withholdings are fine and you have no reason to change the amount that you're getting and your tax liability and what you owe or your refund that's worked for you in the last year and you don't anticipate having any issues, you don't have to go and prepare another one. However, if you feel like it's worth taking a look at for 2020 taxes or for beginning in 2021, I would highly recommend that you do so. In fact, I would highly recommend that moving forward as tax laws change, that you do so at any time. Most people really don't realize that the taxes that are being withheld from their paycheck, both at the federal and state level, state income tax withholdings and federal income tax withholdings, they both can be changed at any time by you. If you decide that you want to review it and submit a new W-4 every quarter of the year, you can do so. You have the right to do so. You just complete another W-4 and turn it into your employer. The next quarter, you do the same. So it is within your right to do so. And I certainly suggest you really understand the numbers that's being taken out of your paycheck, and that you're preparing yourself so that you won't be caught off guard. So our focus today was really on this subject matter because we are at year end, but this three-part series is about other financial planning considerations. In the next episode, we'll be talking about retirement planning considerations for year end, some things. And we'll also be talking about charitable contributions and other items that you should be considering from a year-end perspective. So what I'd like to, for the rest of this episode, what I'd like to revisit for you is the fact that 2021 has been a tumultuous year for millions of people all over the world. The impact of COVID-19 has devastated. It's been awful for so many people in so many ways, different for different people. Housing, debt, the loss of loved ones, food shortage, so many things. So what I would like to say is to think about what your goals are for 2021. The vaccine is here. And as we all move into 2021, hopefully by mid-year or whenever that might be, there will be, we will return back to some sense of normalcy, whatever that normalcy, whatever normalcy might look for you. And so even before then, I implore you to really, really have financial planning, personal financial planning, something that you take on for you and your family on a regular basis. And what's a regular basis? A regular basis is generally at a minimum quarterly. So when you think about that, obviously there are four quarters in a year. So what are we really talking about? The first quarter of 2021. Review your tax withholdings. Review what that's looking like. Make any changes, even then. What else would that look like in terms of your personal life? Review your savings. Review the amount that you are saving on a regular basis. $5. $25, $150 a month, $300 a month. Prepare yourself for the future, for your future goals, whatever they may be. Purchasing a house, just getting your finances back in order. My point is this. We're going to be positive and optimistic that 2021 is the year of moving forward, the year where we're no longer held hostage by this coronavirus, that we are free to move about the way we'd like to move about. And so with that said, it's an opportunity and can be the year where you make huge change in your mindset and in your thought processes, and what you do about your finances. When we talk about going back to normal, most times people are talking about going back to normal in terms of being able to travel, going back to normal in terms of being able to go back to church, going back to normal in terms of being able to see their family. And those are all things that we want to be able to do. But the question that you should ask yourself is, do I want to go back to normal in the way that I managed my finances? And for many of us, the answer should be no. You don't want to go back to normal in the way that you managed your finances if you were not managing your finances. So 2021 is a wonderful opportunity as we make some amount of economic recovery, that many of us will return to jobs and our finances will come back. Think about what your new normal is going to be as it pertains to your personal finances. So the first thing your new normal is going to be is you're going to dedicate and commit to, on a quarterly basis, thinking seriously about your finances, putting some things in place for the quarter that you've planned for, and doing that each quarter of 2021. That would be your new normal for your finances. Now, of course, for those of you who did some amount of financial planning or had a really good financial management skills, personal financial management skills for you and your family, then you may want to raise the bar in 2021. Because what we all learned in 2020 is that things happen. Crisis happens. A crisis can happen at any time. It can be a personal crisis just pertaining to you or your family, or as we see, it could be a worldwide crisis. And that crisis can wipe out all, as we see, all, everything from under us. So, how do we buffer ourselves from that? By having a new normal. We buffer ourselves by purposely retaining, not consuming every dollar that we have, but retaining dollars, put away, save for that rainy day or crisis. By doing that, your new normal of saving is then, it puts you in a position that you are now able to weather the storm a whole lot longer than in the past. Does that make sense? So you want to be able to weather the storm for a decent amount of time. You want to be able to do that. It is all of our responsibility to do all that we can to be in a decent position, a pretty good position, when a crisis does happen, that it won't wipe us out financially. And certainly, hopefully not within a week or one or two paychecks. And so my point here is, when we talk about financial planning, number one, the tax you know, the simple, just, this is simple. This is not tax planning. This is just simple, something that applies to everyone. Looking at your withholdings, adjusting your pay as you go, making changes before year end. That's a basic. But I'm a believer, as the name of this show is Basic Money Matters, is that we all have to get the basics down very well. And so our job is to reinforce what the basics are, because we want to all be on the same page. We don't want to leave anybody out. We want everyone to have the basics down. And so the basics is a new normal in 2021 as it relates to your finances. Quarterly, do something relating to your finances quarterly. And that means review your 401k statements, review your investment portfolios, review them. See if you're earning money, you're losing money, or what adjustments need to be made. Whatever you have in your hand, do something with it quarterly. Don't just let it sit there. You need to manage. You need to actively manage your finances on a quarterly basis. So thank you so much for listening to this episode of Basic Money Matters, where we take the complicated financial parts of your life and business and make it easy for you to understand.
Thanks so much for joining us tonight for the Basic Money Matters Show. Please visit our website at templemanagementconsulting.com. Be sure to tune in right here on Thursdays for the next episode of Basic Money Matters. Good night.